Shir in Derech Hashem, 10th Shir of the winter, Toshanayin Tes, Wednesday, Parshas Toldos, November 7th. Chof Tes Mar Cheshvan, we're in the 4th section, Perk 2, Paragraph 5, of Talmud Torah. Hatzom, in the Slav Talmud, the conditions necessary to have the effect they talked about in terms of the shleimus of a person, the shleimus of the world, both in Higayon and in and the Kabbalah. There are two conditions. Sinehem Hayir of Talmud Atzmo, treat it with reverence. It's not just the subject and the legible speaker, the deacon of Maizim Chaleis. And the person should be, he should be an Ovid Hashem. Chaleis, not just when he's learning. An Ovid Hashem, it shouldn't just, you know, these professors in university, that maybe even if they would have reverence, that they know the second condition. The Zed, why is that? Torah's power is so inherent, innate. He knows about Torah because the force, the power of the Torah's hashpah that we talked about, Eino Elba Meshe Kasha V'Tali Yisbarat Has Hashpah Osvayi Korba. Nothing is inherent in the world except for Hashem. Nothing is objective reality except for Hashem. Not even the Torah, he's saying. The fact, so to speak, you know, that if the Torah has these powerful forces within it, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created that channel of channeling his hashpah, his influence through the Torah. Actually, they have deeper brought to the extent that even just reading the Torah, the haskalah and understanding the Torah, Timosh Hashpah Raih, it's not that magic, it's not like saying the magic words. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this as a channel to connect to Him. Avzul Azeh, without that connection, Lohoya Adibur Bo. So you just thought you're reading a nice text, it's beautiful, it's intellectual. El Kadibur B'Shar HaSak, Mosifei HaChachmas VaHaskalah, or any intellectual, there's other books that are intellectual, that are deep. You can read the words of Shakespeare, Clay, so Sifri Achal Masal B'chol Sharpus Kalos, Amitzios, who read physics books, Atibu Luminehem, Shein Bobali Adias, and you know, they have nothing beyond knowing what you're reading, knowing the text, being able to take a test on it, and passing the test. Bein Magia Mimenu, but it doesn't create. It has important information, maybe accurate information, valuable information, but they don't have any significance. It doesn't have any influence and significant yukor and mailo benefesh hakori. It doesn't seep into your soul. It doesn't make you into a better person. It doesn't make you into a higher person, a more spiritual person, a person connected to anything. Amadaber Bahamaskil, the person who reads it or who understands it, right? He always talks about these two avenues of learning Torah, reading the words and understanding it. Lotikam Lachalabriya, certainly they don't, it doesn't inherently have any tikkun in the Shleimus Abriya. The person being a more spiritual person, being more connected to Hashem, being mashlim the bria shleimus through all the vast inyanim in the Torah, in the inyan elokim, which is a chapa. These are godly things. Although it's not like if you take that away, then you're left with the work itself, beautiful literature, maybe interesting, moral, historical. Good Musar, but you lost the godliness of it. Lo old El Shahu Ayosef Elyon Benizgov Shabin Yonim Hanem Shochim Umagiyam Imenis Barhalabrum. And when it is godly, then as we said, it is the most powerful godliness. It's the most powerful, it towers above any mitzvahs that we do. As I said, ki ner mitzvah. Mitzvah is merely a ner, the Torah, or Torah is the source of life itself, a connection to the Baruch Hu itself. But it has to only in the context of it being godly and having a godly influence on you. So certainly you have to approach it in that way. You have to treat it as such. Gemara talks about, the Pasuk talks about, you have to remember Maimon Har Sinai. You have to remember the kolos who broke him, and by Yarahom, by Yanu, by Yamnu, by Rachok, and the Sfarim say it even more sharply, that every time we learn Torah, it's a mini experience of Matan Torah. And they used to stand up when they learned, out of reverence for Kabbalah Satorah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, we already said that he doesn't include in Torah, like, Sfarim of Musa. Because but those would be books that aren't Torah that do improve the soul of a person and do elevate.
Yes, but that's local. That's like, again, it's the difference between, let's say, a person's arm is weak, his muscles are weak. So you can go to a gym and strengthen the arm muscles, but it doesn't. But the Torah is like, does the whole body. It makes you a healthier person. What you describe will work. It'll be like a mitzvah, not like Torah. It'll be localized. Its effect will be localized, which is fine, you know, halavai. Halavai we would go through life with the localized, halavai we would go to the gym to work on our muscle tone and our arms and our legs and our torso and our this. But this specialness of the whole earth catalog, you know, the whole, that's Torah, yeah.
I just remember when I first became observant, the first time encountering a Reform rabbi, and he was talking about the Torah and how it's ours and how they cherish it, but then he was speaking all this kind of other kind of rubbish. So I thought, wow, how is he's learning Torah, he's learning Gemara, he's learning Talmud, but is he reading like a book of fiction? But he's so proud of it,
it's
ours, and it's Jewish.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just fiction. It's deeper than that. You have people that learn and are evil people. People that really know Torah and are observant, quote unquote, and are really not observant, they're really evil people. So how does that happen? And we just had an incident a few years ago with someone, and I got many, many questioners questioned how such a thing is possible. A person is so learned, knows so much, teaches, how could it be? How could it be? How could such a disconnect, how could such an anomaly exist? And the answer is this. The answer is these two conditions. The Gemara adds more conditions. The Gemara talks about learning in order to be on top, in order to just be condescending to everyone else, to show off. The Gemara calls it al-manas lehis yaher, to be able to. So it even goes beyond what you said. What you said is for sure true, but it's even there's even more subtleties involved, where you could learn and be learned and so to speak observant, but if you learn for the wrong reasons, the Torah, the Gemara says, if a person does not learn Torah lishma, he learns Torah for the wrong reasons. And again, you have to define what the wrong reasons are. It becomes poison. Zochar nasat lo sam chayim, lo zochar nasat lo sam lavis. So I said, why are you shocked by answering them back? Don't you believe the Gemara? The Gemara says it's possible for someone to learn Torah and know Torah and be learned in Torah and knowledgeable in Torah, even. What you said is for sure true, and that's what we're saying now, we're just reading it like a book of literature, or an intelligent book, or a book of morals, not a godly work. But even if you approach it and you do that with some feelings, it goes even further than what you said, is what I'm saying. And the Gemara has a situation which is called lo zocha. If you're not zocha, if you learn it shalom lishma, if you learn it for the wrong reasons, if you use it as a tool put other people down as a tool to, you know, be able to, as a word, to lord over other people, to be, condescending, to look down on other people, then it becomes poison. Then other of the Torah becomes a poison. It makes you, it drags you down. So the Derech of the Saint is really not addressing what I just said. Those are more subtle than Yana. He's really addressing what you said. That just to start off and say that the Torah should have a spiritual effect upon me and be so powerful as to help the world reach its tikkun, you have to have reverence for the Torah, not read it as literature, and you have to be an Eved Hashem. You can't just be menutak, you know, disassociated from being a firm Jew, and just read this, even if you are reverenced to it, maybe it's a reverence of something ancient, or even something holy, but if you don't listen to it, if you don't feel like you are an Eved Hashem, then it strips it of all its godly, influences, and it doesn't work. That's what he's really more addressing. I'm saying even more. He doesn't address this here. Maybe he will later on, where you could have everything, but your attitude, and your mental attitude, your character is of a low character. That's the Jewish of the Gemara. It's of a low character. The Torah becomes like a poison that drags you down. Okay.
That's
Derech Eretz Kadmon LaTorah. Just means that you have to have a base to work on. You know, it doesn't say more than that. It doesn't say if it's not Kadmon LaTorah, then the Torah is meaningless. But it's true. Part of that is Derech Eretz Kadmon LaTorah. You have to be a mensch first before you can be a godly mensch. Be a godly mensch, you first have to be a mensch. Okay, so here he's talking about reverence, and really the Gemara does refer to Matan Torah in terms of the reverence shown at Matan Torah, and I'm saying that the Gemara talks about how they used to learn only standing up, and it's only when the Torahs became weak that they had to allow sitting down. But again, to sort of chew, I don't want to say anything specific, because plenty of people chew gum while they're learning. But, you know, if a teacher, you know, they said, no gum chewing in class. You know, why? You know, to sit with your feet crossed. I'm not saying any of these things is necessarily a manifestation of a lack of reverence. But things like that, which casualness. Nowadays, it's very hard to find someone who learns Torah, even, you know, what becomes a problem is that people who learn a lot, and this is a problem in every relationship that exists. You grow familiar in the relationship and you start taking liberties. It's true about spouses, it's true about friends, it's true about parents and children in a certain way, that you take things for granted and you become overly familiar and you lose your reverence, you lose you forget about how special it is, and you become like overly familiar. In fact, this is what the Bartimaeus says in Pirkei Avos, even with Hashem that could happen. If you just have an attitude of Ahava to Hashem, not Yira, then, you know, you can be too buddy-buddy with Hashem too. You say, yeah, Hashem will understand, he's my friend, he likes me, he knows that I'm this and I'm weak. I'm sure he'll overlook what I'm doing. He's my pal. He's my bud. You know, so you have to have Yira Hashem too. So if you only have Yira, you'll end up rebelling against Hashem. You'll end up resenting, being resentful. This is why the Rav explains. Nowadays, of course, we err on the side of Ahava. No one wants to introduce Yira because we're afraid of it go off the deck, which they will if you only have Yira. That's what the Bar Sinura says. Now everybody panics, A lot of it is based on her roles from Gedolim that I don't think, you know, again, it's a mix. The question maybe what's the mix? Maybe instead of 50-50, you have to do 75-25, but to totally demolish the era and just go with Ava, I think is counterproductive, but that's another talk for another day. So, but the reverence for Torah, this is a problem to be found by, you know, Yigal who shouldn't learn a whole day, and maybe because they shouldn't learn a whole day, they become like overly familiar, and they don't approach it with reverence. And who knows, maybe it doesn't have this effect that the Ramchal is talking about. We don't know. He's talking about otherworldly effects. We don't know. But maybe if you see people and they don't look especially spiritual, so first of all, you can't tell. Because there's a lot of very, very spiritual people walking around, and you don't see that they're spiritual because it's not something they carry loudly. But if they're not, because they're missing these two things. Maybe not so much Tikkun HaMaisa, also very true, but they. But Yira, the Talmud Atzma, he says, you have to treat it with reverence, you have to realize what it is. It's the words of Hashem. Okay, the Hinei Tzora Sheyevosh, you have to really feel a sense of impotence, a sense of humility and embarrassment. Even Mishif Uso Anushi, and I'm a boss of the dumb and all of my problems, with all of my desires, with all of my chumrios, with all of my physicality. And here I am learning the Dvar Hashem, pure, and, you know, the Yerirash, and he gets to tremble. We Roman Musa Yisbarach. You have to be very joyful. When you say Brichas HaTorah, you thank Hashem for Shabbat HaBot, we call Hamid, but not some one of us for a song. Mechalko Hatov Shazachal is that to really be drunk with joy that the boss of a dog, a regular person, and you have this great gift after other commercial pasati, the joy has to be tempered with the reverence. But Nichal was then included in this, he says, Shalayeshe Bekalos Rosh, he's not going to sit, you know, casually. Well, you're not committing to Zion. Careful how he talks about it, how he treats a sefer. You know, people. We don't realize how strange it must look when a sefer falls on the floor. People pick it up and kiss it. Like I'm sure nobody in the world kisses the math book when it falls, or even the most works of Aristotle, Plato, nobody kisses it when it falls. And we take that for granted, but that's something we love. Because we have this innate understanding that it's something holy, spiritual, something godly. Because it isn't the Seamus, we would never throw it into God, we always put Shakespeare into Seamus. So that we do them, we have this certain. We do it, all have a reverence and a, you know, again, whether we feel it or whether we just do it, that's always a good question. Sometimes people talk when men learn or obey, they talk a little too. This doesn't make sense, is a common phrase you'll hear. They should be saying, this doesn't, at best, they should say, it doesn't make sense to me, or I don't understand this, or this is something puzzling to me. But you would often hear, this doesn't make sense, this is an outrageous statement, this is ridiculous, even that's terrible. That's what he's saying. Where's your reverence for Torah? The angel of the Omega of the Sasek is to realize you're connecting to the Almighty. The also came, so if you do that, treat it indeed reverentially. Your learning will be what it should be. And you will draw through it. And you will have that influence, If you're missing this condition, you won't have this illumination of the Torah onto the yourself, onto the world. You'll just see like a human speech, human literature. Hagyono, he's reading it, like you're reading a letter. Also thinking about it, contemplating it, figuring it out. Right? When I was in high school, we used to sit there and read Shakespeare and try to figure out Pshat, the words of Pshat.
Uh-huh.
And this work of literature, that work of literature, you can analyze any work of literature. And if you analyze Torah that way, Chas V'Shalom, then that's all it'll be for you. And it won't have this major spiritual influence. Not to you and not to the world. Adar Rabbah, you'll be doing Aveira. Well, Ashmat Echoshim, well, it'll be considered an Aveira, a misdeed. Shekor Vala Kodesh, Bili Mora. It's like walking into the base of Mikdash, the Kashi Kachim. You know, without any reference. Walking into the base of Mikdash without any reference. Make a rosh on his name Boro, and he's acting frivolously or casually in front of Hashem. Odo v'daber l'fonos, u'masasek v'kedushasek is Baruch. You're talking to Hashem. You're in the presence of Hashem. You're occupying yourself with something very, very holy. His words, his thoughts, and ulam v'madreikas amora, and based on the level of reverence, this is what's fascinating. That based on the level of reverence of Shir, Akkadu Dazirah's bone, can ye Shir Yukar Halimut? Umadregus Hashbon and Shekhas Al Yadu. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so. I would have said either yes or no, and the degree of influence will be based on your understanding of Torah, or how deeply you've delved into it. But the Ramchal says no. The Shir Hakkadu, the amount of kavod and reverence that you give to the Torah, that will be the degree of the resulting influence that you have from the Torah. Again, of course, assuming that you're reading it properly and you're understanding it properly, and of course reading always has less than understanding. So that's the first condition, is the reverence. So Tzayin HaSheni, is the air conditioner on? Is it on or on off? The second condition is one should act as an Eved Hashem. And again, it's logical. Someone who wants to draw down Hashem's influence upon himself and upon the world, he should be worthy and prepared to do so. But if he defiles himself, sins with Averus, and you create a distance between you and Hashem, the zona me'achrov, you go away from him, achrei kofos atuma v'hara, so vadai she'yin omer bo, about such a person it was said, v'l'rosho omer alokim, malucho l'sater hukoi. What are you reading my Torah for? What are you learning my hukim for? Genomer kachomeno z'chonim l'vrocha, kolam lami l'talma che'enu hongen, if someone teaches an unworthy student, he was Zorik Evan the Marculus. It's a very nice Moshal Dimyo. Marculus was an Abu Dazara. That the worship of the Abu Dazara is by throwing a stone at it. Then they would take the stones and build a little monument. But the act, the point of the Moshal is that you think you're doing something good and you're really worshiping Abu Dazara. Now, it could be if the person made a mistake and doesn't realize it's Marculus, which is maybe Mercury, very possibly the Greek god, Mercury. Maybe Marculus, it's a very simple. sounding, but it's not from a town. That's how they worship Mercury, but it is Marculus Gravchas. So you think, so of course you're not going to get Misa if you mistakenly throw a stone at it in order to degrade it and you're doing a Modazara, but the idea is that you think you're doing something good and you're really doing something very bad. That's the Marshal. So when you, when you teach a Talmud that's unworthy, and he's just going to take the Torah and do naughty things with it, bad things with it, so then you think you're doing something good, you're being married with the Torah, and really you're doing something horrible. He's not going to have any insolence whatsoever, any godly insolence, if he himself doesn't favor us, and he's manutak from Hashem. Faculty came. Nevertheless, there's a secret here, there's a mystery here. Roz Gogol, Gibul, Lama Chachavan, Zaharim, Lathracha, they told us a secret. Evil Lahoya Rashab, Ozukas, Atam, the Torah. This is something the Gemara says, the Ramchal takes it very seriously. We don't always see this, and I'll explain why. But the Gemara says, if the Rishoyim, if they keep at it, and they keep learning, so one assumes with reverence, not as Hebrew University literature, then at the end, so shall you chayzum lamutav. There is a power in Torah to make a person do tshuva. Even though they don't have the ability to have a godly influence as described in the beginning of the parak upon a person's self and bring him close to Hashem, and close and the world bringing to Shleibus, but Kvar Divrei HaTorah Ba'atzmam U'Kudoshim Ba'omdim, but the words of Torah are intrinsically holy, and it will have a beneficial effect on him, and it will soften his heart. It will, you know, a person could be an Aral Lev, it's called. It could be an Orel, where Rosh Mila is, and you could be an Orel in your heart. Your heart's covered up with Orel, your heart's like a stone, impervious to emotions, you know, godly feelings. The Torah will wear it down. That's what the Gemara says. Atcha b'hasmin o'esek v'em, if you were actually a masmin, yagia ben pa'am achar pa'am k'tzasus o'erus, it'll touch your soul. U'chamon d'mus ha'ora, like some small measure of illumination, k'tamish v'k'tanos, like a pinhead, and l'osik v'ashin, so tigbaroth. If he continues learning, k'tzasmeh l'mut, that means he'll do tshuva. Like he can't continue like this. We're saying there's a segula. You know, I don't like the word segula, but we'll use it here. There's a segula in Torah that'll bring you back to tshuva. Now, I'm sure it's not talking about someone that learns Torah as literature. If you look at the sidur, the structure of the Ramchal, he's assuming reverence. He's assuming someone learning Torah as something godly. But somehow there's some cognitive dissonance here that the person is a Baal Aveira. So he's saying, so it won't work, you won't have the hashpah of Torah on the Bria or on yourself, it won't make you a more spiritual person. But there is a certain mystery, which Chazal tells us, that if you keep at it and you can get the guy to keep learning, and this is really almost, this is an approach of Sankira Hashivas. There are Kiryas Yeshivas that want to convince you that Hashem created the world, that you should believe in Hashem, and they have seminars and arachim. Right? Wonderful. Eishatur, Arsameyapa, and Leib La'achim. They say, just learn with the guy, and you'll see what happens. Something magical is going to happen. So again, it's not someone who's like, you know, doing a pedafka to try to, you know, it's not someone learning it as literature, it's not someone learning it in order to be arrogant and condescending. He's learning it as Torah. But he's not there yet in terms of his frumkeit. So this idea, this Gemara, what Ramchal calls a great mystery, that there's something spiritual about the words of Torah, that even if it won't do what we talked about in the beginning of this parak, of course you need two conditions for that, but it'll penetrate his stone heart, and slowly, 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 he'll change. He'll come and want to do tshuva. He'll have a taste of spirituality, and it'll influence him to want to do tshuva. And no freebies. I'm not saying he's going to go to Gan Eden and be a tzaddik, even if he's doing aveiros. He will do tshuva. Hamaor shebo machziru lemutam is the word of the Gemara. Hamaor shebo, the light of Torah, will bring them back. Will bring them back. And this is a mystery, and I am saying that there are, I can think of two come to mind immediately. As I said, you walk into our Sumayach and you're not keeping Shabbos yet, and you're not sure what you believe, what you don't believe. Basically, you're not with a Charusa. They don't do what Eishet Torah does. Very, very marked difference, and it's well known. Basically, you're not with a Charusa and a Gemara. The fact that they see it now in a Gemara is a further chiddush, because you would think they would see it now in a chumash. But no, and Leiv Lachim, which has really under the radar, I just know about it because my Nechemia is so heavily involved in it, but it's really under the radar. They have thousands of Rechim who are listening, who learn at night. They learn at night. They get a small stipend, nothing major at all. But they get a small stipend, and maybe they don't even do that. Maybe it's not close. Maybe the only people that get paid on the, because it's like an army, it's like set up like an army. They have other generals and lieutenants and sergeants and people in charge of areas, and you're in charge of this base members, and you're in charge of the whole city, and you're in charge of the whole Azor. Like Nehemia, like, because he talks to Americans trying to get donations out of them, so he is very up on the whole structure. It's a very impressive structure, like an army. But my point is, you want kiruv in the classical sense, maybe, they say go to an Arachim seminar. But here, and also it has a very practical ramification. That is, it turns every outbreak, like, you go to an outbreak and say, I want you to be Makar of someone, who'll say, I can't answer any questions. What do you want from me? What do I know? And they'll ask me to prove that God exists. But they can learn the, just learn the guy. That's all we want. If he starts asking you questions, you can do your best to answer, or you can tell him you don't know, but we're here to learn. And if you want to have the questions answered, go to an Arachim seminar. That's how they work it. That's what Rashach, who really founded Leif Lachim, told them to do. And it really is an approach based on this idea of the Gemara that Rachav brings down. Halavai Osi Ozavu Tarasi Shamoru, which is like a very ironic thing to say, like Halavai, they would leave me, meaning not keep the mitzvahs, but they would learn. Shamor Shabbat Matsir on the Mutta, the light of Torah rule. Now, why is this always true? Because, first of all, it seems from the Ramchal that you have to learn it as Torah Sashem. You can't learn it as literature, then it won't work. There won't be a Ma'or Shabbat. There won't be a light of Torah if you're learning it as one of the great works of literature that were given to the world. So you have to learn it, it's not with reverence, but at least with the idea that it's a godly, spiritual piece of work. And also, again, if you learn it Shalom Lishma, if you learn it, just to be arrogant, to be high in the social pecking order, the life of Shalom Lishma also doesn't work. But if you do it like these guys do it, the lame black guys, they just, okay, let's see what Torah is all about. Let's learn it. Thank you for learning with me. Never a charge. And they just learn. And slowly, 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 you see it working. Yeah.
So how do you make sense of, like, from Rebbeim or Orthodox who learned for 40 years, and then you find out that they're accused of, like, heinous crimes?
Okay. I don't know if that has to do with anything. Everybody has the Yetzer Hara.
Right.
Nowhere does it say that learning Torah is a guarantee that you won't have, that you won't have a Yetzirah, and that you won't have immoral desires. But that it doesn't say. It's true that someone that, and also there's something wrong with their learning. You want to know about the Rebbeim that are learning their whole lives? I would suspect that they're learning as a job for a paycheck. But they're not presenting it as Torah Hashem. It's indeed almost inconceivable to me that they're learning it as Torah Hashem, and they have these, and they do these horrible, heinous things. It's inconceivable. So I gave you two answers. I'm not sure that there's a guarantee against specific averus. He's talking about someone that's menutak from Shmiras Torah or Mitzvahs. And so that's one answer. The other answer is that I wonder if they learned it, if they're learning it as Torah Hashem as Lishma. But even more troubling, to me it's more troubling, is someone who, like a major league, knowledgeable in Torah, I don't want to use the word Talmud Chacham on a Rasha, and there are such people too. You find out that he does horrible things across the board, and he has a secret life. So that, for sure, is someone that's not learning in this Torah Hashem. Okay, but this is what the Ramchal says here. It's very interesting that although the second condition has to be met for the full power and influence of Torah, as described in the beginning of the parish, to be mashul the bria, to be masakin the bria, etc. But there is a secret, a mysterious secret, that if they learn, and even as Rishayim, Hamor Sheba, Masir on the Buddha, it doesn't say, again, it doesn't say you're going to get a free pass to Gan Eden. It says, Hamor Sheba, Masir on the Buddha. It's going to make them do tshuva. It's going to work on their heart. And don't try to explain it, Ramchal's implying. It's magic. And you do see it. You see it. V'amdam pashu to shenazar mamur. Oh, he says, I'm sorry. V'amdam pashu to, that doesn't work with me. She's not even there. That's not going to work. Something that's learning it as, just as a fill up his time. Just to play around an intellectual game. You don't have to learn it necessarily as a godly thing. This is what he says with Irish. But certainly you can't learn it just to play around. There's a fella, one of the online magazines. And there's a fella that's not from. His name's Adam Hirsch, or Kirsch, that's his name. And he decided 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he's going to learn Daf Yomi. He was fascinated by this idea that Jews all over the world are learning a page of Talmud a day, and they finish it in 7 years. And he does it, and every 3 or 4 weeks, he writes about that week's Daf, often, and he... So, and he didn't come from it by 1 inch. It's very obvious. Because he's approaching it as, they say, why not? I mean, how can a guy learn for 5 years of Daf a day, and he keeps up, he's on it. And like nothing. The answer is because he's doing it as a, like, as fodder for his column on this online magazine. And he's treating it like a toy, like a plaything. He doesn't have any reverence. He sees that they're holy people, special people, the Tanoim, Amayron, rabbis, but then will easily mock them in the next paragraph if they say something that's insensitive to the modern ear. But it's heavy, not coming from at all. And that would have been nice at the end of it. Okay, we'll stop here. Paragraph Zion. There's how many more paragraphs are there? Oh, you know what? Let's finish up. Gula Mishim Tara Makadishatul Gmazo, when a person purifies himself and sanctifies himself, then that's great. Who Yamshit the Talmud Hashpa, the influence that we talked about from the beginning of the paragraph, Kishir ha'akonish eir satsmo, as much as he purifies himself and he understands the Torah, kishir shehir ben ba'akonah ke'ir be'yikar talmud v'chochot, the more he prepares himself as studying a godly thing, the more will be the power of his study. And you find such things, the Torah gave them such power, and they were so connected, because they were much more connected to the spirituality of Torah than later Torah. Very famous Gemara. It would literally burn up. It was fiery. You know, the Torah had fire in it. And his learning was so intense. And I say, you know, everybody really experiences a mini Matan Torah when they learn. Because they're learning Torah. It's like they're having a personal Kabbalah Satorah. They're learning the Torah. If you feel that way, it's marvelous. But he was so connected to the spirituality of it that there was fire. And the word burnt up. So the Hasidim say, it says he was he was like the greatest of like what about early in Doros? So this is like a real Hasidic concept. This is no appreciated use Hasidic. And it said the early in Doros was so holy that a bird flying above them would not burn up. That's real Hasidic, right? And they also Mashas Ashkinas is Yeshua Allah the Baby Buddha. Okay. So next week we'll start the third parak.
What?
Be online, the sharing, I'm going to be away. I can access them.